Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
The book of Psalms, the chapter 24, the verse number 7. Hallelujah. Amazing. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse number 8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. The verse number 9. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Alright. Many things about God remains incapacitated unto a man's understanding gives him that ordinance on how to fight gates. Every blessing, every miracle, every encounter that God wants to give a man has been placed in the arsenal called gate. I told you that when you go before the Lord's mercy throne seeking for answers, before the Lord predisposes answers, you need to fight the gate that governs the answers. Because that testimony you want to acknowledge is a life in the spirit. You didn't hear that? Watch me. Whenever you hear believers ask God for things, they have this perception that it is God's responsibility to give them things. It is very true. But I want you to know that on the account of intimacy, whatever a man would need has been given to him already. Oh, am I communicating from here? So for instance, if you are believing God for financial empowerment, that financial breakthrough has already been established in God's kingdom. Your prayer won't change God's mind. God says, find out the patterns that bring to pass what I've said in time past. Look at me. God is not creating. He has already created. So yours is to find out the pattern that brings to what God has said. Am I communicating, friends? Watch me. Many believers are getting disappointed every blessed day because they feel that they've prayed enough and God cannot hear them out. Watch me. You getting disappointed in prayer means you have decided not to obey kingdom principles. Talk to me, family. Oh, am I teaching here? So, for instance, I'm believing God for a strong unction over my life. God says, before the unction will function, I need to find out what has governed that unction. If not, I may pray in waste, assuming God will hear my prayer. So, you can easily attract things when you fight gates. Watch me. Whatever a man needs, God says it exists in the spiritual kingdom. And God says it has been governed by gates. When you function through gates, everything will pop for you. So this is God. He's saying that, lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye doors, so the King of glory may come in. So you are here, you are limited because you have not commanded the gate to be open. I told you that gate, according to God, is not a metallic object. Gate, according to God, is the union of spirits. You didn't hear me, family? Oh, hello. Watch me. Remember I told you yesterday that Jesus Christ was only one day old when Herod was looking to kill him. What did a one-day-old baby do? No, what was the impact of a one-day-old baby? You realize what the one-day-old baby carried was so huge that Herod could feel the impact in his palace. In other words, nobody emerges until the spirit being that governs your life attests of who you are. Ah, amen. Please, can I teach today? Watch me. You have no idea what God has said about your life. You are only walking through life assuming that vision has become your anchor. Meanwhile, there are spirit entities that are actually giving attestation of who you are. And demons are actually in fear because when you finally gain recognition in the spirit, everything about that mission will come to an end. So they need to fight you so you don't come up here. Am I communicating here? Watch me. Many of you don't know that there is a part of you that will only be established when you function through marriage. You see, any aspect of your life the enemy attacks the most is the aspect God has actually said that that aspect will give you destiny. You see, the devil is not quick to fight until he seeks to find out which aspect of your life has the power to bring about consecration. So you will meet a young man who is very intelligent, but the person lacks understanding concerning finances. You realize whatever they try to do, they don't come up. The enemy is fighting that life because the enemy knows that if I let you prosper in that life, you will limit my kingdom. You see, the purpose of every testimony is for kingdom exaltation. God has never honored anybody because you need it. He honors you because he wants to be seen and not you. So God doesn't give you a miracle until he gives himself to you. You didn't hear me? Please, the miracle is not it. The miracle is him. He wants to be seen. Watch me. Some of you are here. You are crying that God has delayed your case. Until you have all of God, you cannot get all you want. It is the all of him you have that gives you all you desire. Am I communicating, church? Here? Oh, hello. Somebody say glory. That is why Apostle Paul by revelation said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because when we begin to see the magnitude of your impact, the only person to glorify will be God. You see, if there will be a battle in the spirit between you and God's glory, he'll prefer that you stay at that line. Because God doesn't want you to fight him. He's too powerful to be fought. Am I communicating from here? Yes. If you didn't come on Friday and said you've lost the time. So God says gates are the conclave of spirits. They come together and they fight men from rising up. And I told you that gates cannot function until they fight your inner man. Watch me. Nobody commands strength from the outside until strength is better from there. Inside. The Bible says David went for war. He came back and realized that an enemy had plundered his state. He was in tears. He cried. He wept. And God says, why are you in tears? Go after the enemies. You must pursue. You must overtake and recover all. The Bible says, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. You see, the best message anybody can preach is what you tell yourself. That inner confidence you build on your inside is so powerful that what people say can't affect you. Watch me. When people get disappointed because of what they've heard, they were never strong on the inside. Watch me. Your conviction must be greater than your confrontation. You didn't hear me? If you get to that place in your life where what you hear about yourself breaks you down, you were never strong. You see, life will do everything possible to give you a definition of something you are not. That is why your trouble shouldn't tell you who you are. The only person that has the right to tell you who you are is God himself. So the enemy knows that you are encouraging yourself in the place of battle. So if the devil does not fight what you feel about yourself, the enemy can get your life. Watch me. Weakness is a voice. When people become weakened, it echoes in the spirit. Talk to me, family, here. You see, when you are sitting alone in your room, crying, asking questions, feeling disappointed, you are echoing something in the spirit. The devil never comes to you until the enemy hears what you see. You may not have to speak for the devil to hear. You may only have to feel, because emotions are tools for distractions. So you are left alone in the room, Dr. Francis, thinking about, so when will God bless me? The devil has heard it. Remember when Job lost everything, he said, the thing I feared the most has finally come to me. So you see, whatever temptation the devil brought was because of how he felt. That fear in his heart gave way for the devil to fight him. If he was thinking about something else, the devil would have used that thing to fight him. But since his fear was to lose his case, the devil says, let me use that same channel. Gates cannot prosper to the weak in a man's soul.
That is why what you are going through is not your final destination. Hey, believers have not been taught to believe that you ought to go through pain to find God's trust. If you were ever taught to believe that Christianity is rosy, you were deceived. Because the King of Kings actually bore glory in shame. He died naked on the cross of Calvary. It was pain that made him a king. There is no way you will ever attain any height until you have died to the flesh. Yes. You will scream and say, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My father, my father, why have you forsaken me? Yes. There is honor in death. It is in darkness we find light. I'm telling you. God, so you watch my child die. Yes, you watch your child die. Because the baby has finished the mission. God gave the baby because of him, not because of you. You see, anything a man came to meet in time should not make you proud. You hear me? Whatever you came to meet in time should not make you proud. Whatever makes you proud in time keeps your relevance in time. Watch me. You should be ready to lose whatever life gives you. You didn't hear me? Am I communicating here? You see, some of you are here. You are still thinking about the pain that happened 10 years ago. Yes. Until that pain leaves your life, that pain will never, never exhaust admission. Watch me. When God wants to trust men, he gives them pain. When I hear ministers of God seeking for impartation, watch me. No man of God will impact until they impact pain. It is the pain they carry that gives them authority in the spirit. Oh, yeah. Can I talk here? Watch this. The devil has never devised a new plan. What did I say? The devil has never devised a new plan. Whatever the devil did 1,000 years ago, he's using the same system to fight men. True or false? In the days of old, men of glory were brought down because of women. Am I right? In this current day, the same thing. True or false? There was a woman that brought something down years ago. It's still the same thing. Am I correct? Yes. So there is nothing new under the sun, Solomon said. So whenever the enemy is tempting you, remember somebody once passed the test. So you'll be called a failure if you can't man up to fight the enemy's temptation. Now watch this. Watch this. Remember that Adam was the god of the earth through consecration. He lost his authority to the woman because he complained. Hear me. In God's kingdom, people enact dominion when they keep quiet. The reason why God cannot be outmoded is because silence is his power. The day God tells you where he came from, he loses relevance as God. So Adam was compelled to eat of the fruit based on the wife's conviction. When God came and said, Adam, where are you? His complaint was, the lady you gave me here has made me this fruit. Now, at that time, he delegated his authority to the woman. When the woman spoke, the authority was left, was transferred to the serpent. The serpent could not talk. Hello? That was how the authority was given unto the serpent, the devil. Please watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. When Jesus Christ appeared, Apostle Paul by revelation said that you are the second Adam. In other words, that system of salvation was originally plotted by God to be done through Adam. But because he fell, God had to wait for years for someone to pick up that same nature. Watch this. The life you are living is only new to you, but not new to destiny. Because your life is a continual process of your predecessor's own. So whatever Adam came to, whatever Adam did and couldn't finish, Christ had to come and accomplish it. So watch this. So this is Adam, which is Jesus Christ, standing in front of Pontius Pilate. Now watch this. A night before the death of Christ, the wife of Pontius Pilate had a dream that they shouldn't kill Jesus Christ because he's a good man. It was a true dream, but it had an evil intention. It is dangerous when evil appears good. It is too dangerous when evil appears good. Now, Jesus Christ had to die so men could be liberated. Amen. Now, the same, remember, the same lady, which is Eve, that the devil went to, now appeared to the wife of Pontius Pilate in the name of, this time, don't kill the man. Let's pamper him, because if he dies, the glory that I took away from you will be given back to you again. The man couldn't talk. The man kept quiet. Now, when Christ was asked, are you the savior? He didn't talk. That was how the dominion that Adam lost to the devil was given back to us. Am I communicating, church? So understand this. Nothing in life will ever function if pain is not your foundation. Believe it. So if spirits are tests of emergence, they use pain. Watch me. Nothing grows in comfort. Let me show you why many gifted men in America can prosper. Because comfortability has now become the core factor. So every man of God wants to preach and prophesy and look good, but we don't want to bear the pains in life. Huh? Shame must bet fame. You see, that idea where you want to be known, remember, as you are going popular, enemies would also come up with theories to fight you. You didn't hear me? In our today's world, people have the freedom of speech. So they can hear your message and out of ignorance lambast you openly. And sometimes they may gain more views than what you have said. And you ask yourself, can't people defend my integrity? And God will keep quiet. Somebody say pain. Pain. Have you ever watched your mom die in your hand even when you're praying that God should give her life? Watch me. Sometimes, the things we don't want are the things our destiny desires. So pain would come as a result of tests. And God says, I've allowed it happen to you because if you don't go through this channel, you don't have what it takes to have a miracle. Watch me. Anybody who has no pain is incapacitated. Yes. If destiny can't attest of the pain you have borne, you are incapacitated. God does not honor because you are passionate. He honors because you have the capacity to bear that. So Gates said, let us break your confidence. Let us make you stop serving God because things are tough for you. Watch me. The day everything goes well for you, weep, cry. Do you know why? Because when God departs, the enemy beautifies the curse. I'm telling you. Now, watch me. I have seen death. Can I share this here? 12 years ago, I was orchestrating deliverance in our church in Belgium. At that time, I was very young. Very, very young. And the passion was so strong, unbridled. I called the lady out. I laid my hands over her. And then the demon began to manifest through her. To my greatest surprise, the demon said, we'll kill the lady today and we'll let you lose your anointing. I said, oh, it will not happen. The lady fell down and then died. The boy said, Papa, I'm a medical doctor. I've checked her pulse. She's dead. I had four ushers. They said, man of God, God didn't call us. It was you that God called. They're like, man of God, please, I have to go to the house. Pam, they all left. I was left alone with the lady in the church. And it was a Wednesday Bible study service. God is good. I'm serious. So I'm like, God, if you would let me bring this girl back to life, I'll worship you forever. I said, number two, I will not lay my hands on anybody again. So I began to confess all my sins. I said, God, I did this yesterday. Please forgive my sins. God is good. I prayed for 2 hours. The more I prayed, the more she died. That's the first time I saw a dead person. She became so stiff. And God told me, young man, lie on her and she wake up. I said, hey. I laid my hand, she died. I should not lie on her. She'll even die. She'll be buried. Mama, I began to pray the more. I gave up after 4 hours. And I lied on her. So not knowing, the ushers were actually watching us through the window. And then the girl came back to life. She came back to life and said, "Man of God, why did you stop me?" He says, "I saw myself entering a very nice place. Angels were singing, welcome me. I said, you want to die in my presence? I said, if you want to die, go and die in your house. Don't die here. Because if you die here, they will close the church. You can't die here." From that day, I gave my ushers when I said, if I'm praying and she falls down, call her up. So the next day, I was doing deliverance service and she was the first to fall. We had to wake her up. I said, stand up, please. Stand, don't die here. Don't die here. You stand up. I had to use water. I said, wake up. Want to die here? No. From that day, I had to give her premium service. Somebody say, fire. Oh, are you blessed? Now watch this. For 4 hours, I thought God had left. But God, to me, I was much closer to you in pain than in comfort. Watch me. When God gives a man pain, he gives you direct invitation. Say, Lord, I'm ready. Number two, if the enemy knows that your inner confidence cannot be broken through pain, they will have to let you go through God's imperfect will. Hey? Nothing prospers until God has said so. I told you yesterday that it is unwise for you to believe that the best of lessons life can provide is through mistakes. Some of you are too dirty. Too dirty in the sense that you've allowed the enemy use experience take away from you what consecration will teach you. Whatever intimacy can teach you, experience will not teach you. You didn't hear me? Oh, are you blessed today, friends? When the Lord told me 12 years ago, the Lord made me fast for 1 year. I was on my bed praying to God. I'm like, God, I don't want to be like the average young man that will travel from Ghana, come to Europe, study, get master's, PhD, marry, have kids. I said, no, life is beyond this. Life is beyond this. No, God, show me something. I was there when I heard a knock. The Holy Ghost entered and said, young man, he says, for 12 years, we've been talking from the heaven, seeking for any man who is hungry enough for this unction. And he says, for 1 year, when you break your fast after 6 p.m., he says, drink tea and eat bread for 1 year. Do you know what it means to fast for 1 year? When you break your fast, no egg, just bread and tea for 1 year. And he told me that, make sure that when I call you at night to pray, wait for me for 6 hours. I told my dad. My dad said, young man, I'm a preacher like you. I've been preaching for 40 years now. You have to apply wisdom. He says, you can fast and lose your body. I said, but I heard clear. He says, yo, my mom was angry. I began to fast. I fasted 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 11 months, 12 months. On my bed, they got to me that wait upon me for 12 hours. I went to church. I prayed. You see, some of you are here, you have this feeling that when you exert energy in prayer, God hears you. It is in weakness he comes to you. I was so weak, I couldn't speak. Now, I could only speak on my lips. Then I saw the Holy Ghost come to me. He came and said, young man, he says, for a very long time, the seat of Solomon in heaven has been left vacant. He says, we need a young man to speak wisdom. He says, you've been found worthy of this throne. And he says, I will take you around the globe. He says, when you begin to speak, people will ask themselves, what man of wisdom is this? He says, I will not give you youth. He says, I will give you adult. He says, because the stability of a ministry is dependent on the adults who will say, man of God, carry us to the next level of life. He told me 12 years ago, and I see it happening everywhere. Watch me. There is no life if you cannot follow a will. Amen. You don't do what you desire. You do what I said. Never allow pressure give you a decision. Never feel pressured. Some of you are here. You are limited because your feelings are dictating for you how you should live life. Your feelings don't matter in destiny. If you only knew the glory of tomorrow, you would cry seeking for mercy now. Huh? It is costly to disobey God's voice. Am I teaching here? Watch me. Not everybody that came to America came because God asked them to come. Some came because they felt the opportunity was given to them. You see, if God does not send you, his hand cannot cover you.
You didn't hear me. The Lord told me to start Dominion Movement. He's my president in U.S., he'll tell you. I began it about 4 years ago. Yes. And he taught me that you will speak to the world through Zoom. At that time, I used to do Facebook Live. Let me see my hand if you saw my Facebook Live this. Let me see my hand this. Yes. That's years ago. At that time, there was no young man in the world. I was the only man of God that would preach and then begin to do open prophet. It was heavy. I'll preach on Facebook Live and then physical oil will appear in people's hands. And God told me, it's time to log off. Every Saturday, I'll have not less than 1,000 people watching me live on Facebook. And God says, log off Facebook. I said, what? After building members, God says, now I used you to open the door for other revival to steam through. He says, your mission is done. He says, go back to Zoom. And he says, this time, your mission is to redefine human destinies. He says, I'll give you men that matter in life. And we have not less than 10 PhD holders in Dominion. Very wise men. And when I'm not preaching, they ask men of God, where do you get the things you see from? There is an empowerment from on high that asks what you do. Huh? If God wants to reveal ecstasy and excellency, he looks for yielded men. I'm telling you. God's imperfect will. Why rush into something you will regret later? Ask your fathers and mothers about their regrets. You know how painful it is to them. Just because they don't speak doesn't mean they're not crying on the inside. The Lord told me years ago, God told me that you should learn to judge a man by the questions he asks than the thing he answers. I'll explain that to you very soon. Watch me. The lesson of history is that nobody learns. Let me break down for you. History has a lot of stories, yet nobody's learning from them. We only read, we don't apply them. We only hear about the downfall of men and we don't apply what they've done to our own life to become better people. So basically, we only read and say, wow, they did this, but we don't learn to become better than them. So the lesson of history is that nobody learns. Number three, if the enemy knows you are strong in obedience, the only thing the devil can do is to let you compromise your peculiarity. Watch me. Everybody has been born for something. You cannot be everywhere. You cannot do everything. You are called for one particular thing. Ah, I wanted to stop prophesying, Mama. Because the youth in Belgium never liked me. I will do programs, and when I do my programs, adults will come. I say, I'm doing youth convention, not adult convention. Someone told me, man of God, we don't like your prophecies. Ah, and I became so disappointed. So I wanted to preach. When I began to preach, the members became many. And God told me, you are pleasing yourself and not me. I said, what? He says, you want to validate my presence on your account. He says, how dare you? I saw increase, but that increase was actually my decrease in the spirit. Just because you succeeded doesn't mean God said so. You can succeed in the wrong thing in life. I'm telling you. Am I communicating? Please, look at me. I'm not a charlatan. I didn't begin yesterday. I was 16 when I met a vice president. Yes. I don't call his name. We spoke for 20 minutes. He cried for 20 minutes and said, he's a man of God. Nobody has ever spoken in this way to me before. Watch me, family. If the enemy wants to fight you cheaply, they will let you compromise your peculiarity. Whatever God has called you to do, follow that thing. Don't change it. If you're called as a singer, sing. You don't need applause to be popular. Popularity has slain more prophets than persecution did. People are in search just of physical glory, mundane glory. I pity men. Hey, many people are commanding balloon success. You will look at them in some Instagram and say, but I thought you were disappointed. It is not you who starts that ends well. Just because you are quick doesn't mean the path you are using is correct. You can be fast and still be very, very, very wrong. Speed, according to God, has got nothing to do with movement, but rather waiting upon the Lord. You see, if you must command speed, you must learn to wait. In our kingdom, if you must run fast, first, you see, if you don't wait, you can't run fast. Yeah. I told you, when you find these three things, understand that the only way to overcome entities is to obey God's voice. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. I'm telling you. Most of the friends I have today in life, some of them are tattered, broken, nowhere to be found. And all they keep saying is that, man of God, thank you for hearing the call. Watch me. It is to your advantage if you obey what he says. Yeah. Watch me. Anything you don't obey, you don't have the power to command. God is only expected to legitimize your operation in the spirit when you obey what he says. You don't understand obedience until what God wants you to obey intertwines with what you want to do. That interplay of your feelings is very strong. I told my sons, I said, know one thing, it is very dangerous when a man stands in between what he knows and what he feels. Number two, I said, if you must learn to break gates and know how to function in life, you must understand the place of prayer. Men don't succeed until they pray. Somebody say prayer. Anything that is not helping you pray is your enemy, including your phone. You didn't hear me? Watch me. This is not me trying to sound sarcastic here. But most believers pray when things are tough. When you pray when things are bad, God will never respond. I'm telling you. Do you know why? Because he who prepares for battle on the day of battle loses the battle. We win the battle by preparing before the battle begins. So prepare for battle on the day of battle will let you fail. Nobody wins the Olympics by mistake. Nobody. I was told Usain Bolt had to train for 4 years to be the fastest man upon the earth. Am I right? Yes. So if you don't build capacity now, your pain will give a direction. Learn to pray. Why would you have to talk to somebody on phone for 2 hours? You're wasting destiny. You're not serious. 2 hours on phone, you'll be talking, chatting, giggling. My friend, my boo. Please. Please, wisen up. All two of us. Mama, somebody can talk on phone for like five hours. They'll be watching movie. They'll be crying. Holiday mood. Bestie season. It's serious. You do sleep over. Come and sleep. It's, I don't know. You have the time now. Learn to pray. Am I communicating, friends? Yes. You have the time now. Learn to pray. How I wish many people knew what they have. Don't play with it. Don't allow regret to teach you value. Don't. Because you may never get the time to pray again. Ivana Moroski via Telemontos. Tell somebody prayer. Or say prayer. Or say I will pray. Clap your hands together for Jesus, please. Are you blessed? I want to teach you something profound, something deep about gate, and I'm done. Please, get me your heart. If you get this message, you'll prosper. I want to teach you something that is not common to the Christian life. Something that for a very long time, many people have not been introduced to. Many of you don't know that this realm exists in God's kingdom. And I'll teach you this. Once you get this, nothing can ever confront your fears. I'm telling you. Please hear this. When God was creating mankind, the intent behind God's creation was to make you a dimension that he possesses in his kingdom. I repeat. When God was creating mankind, the intent, the plan, the purpose behind your creation was to make you a picture of a dimension he, the Lord, represents. God didn't create you as a human to possess blood. He created you as a human to represent something about himself. What God defines as a man is not the one that has the blood, but the one that has incubated patterns in the spirit. Watch me. When people don't know who they are, the pleasures of life become the foundation. Now study this. You realize that God was thinking of how to mirror himself to creation. Remember, mankind is the youngest thing God created. Remember, before man came into being, other things had already existed. Talk to me, friends. Study the order of creation. Hello? There were things God made the first day, three or four hours, second day. The last thing was when God made mankind. So the stars were already in existence before God came into being. Talk to me, family. Talk to me, church. So you realize that other things were older than God. And not forget, everything that God has created has the power to enact authority on God's behalf. Because in God's kingdom, everything can speak. So this is creation. Trying to understand how powerful God is. And God says the only way to give answer to creation was to make mankind. In other words, God brought man to answer the question creation was asking. So you will see Adam as a physical human being, but according to God, he is the answer to creation. Talk to me, family. So God has no honor for your existence until you represent something about his life. When there is no representation of who you are in God's kingdom, you don't exist. So manhood in God's kingdom is order in the spirit. It's teacher. Doc, come here. Am I teaching, please? Oh, are you sure? Please tell somebody the man is preaching here. Oh, God is good. Oh, are you sure? So hear this. Angels would go on their knees and prostrate, and they'll call the Lord, "Holy, holy are you, Lord." Remember, I told you that they don't call God holy in heaven because he's holy. They call him holy in heaven because there's not any other name that can answer the question creation's accent apart from holiness. Because in God's kingdom, every name carries a dimension. So if I call Jehovah Jireh, the meaning of that name will answer my petition. And since angels don't have any petition, they can't call God any other name. If they're to call God Jehovah El Shaddai, the meaning behind that name must answer a man's question. And since they were created as tools of worship, they can only call him holy, holy are you, Lord. Am I preaching here? Today we'll go very deep. So this is angels trying to understand who God is. But they realize the attention of God has shifted from the answer of creation rather on mankind. So they will come into God's throne room and they will see God's focus on mankind. And they're like, but we were there before Adam appeared. So what is so special about Adam that your attention has left us onto Adam? So David said, what is a man that you are so mindful of? Because this man doesn't qualify to be like us. Yet, as we are fighting to please you, you are fighting to please him. Who is this man? And God says, whatever question you want me to answer, the life of a man can answer that. So you realize all the things God made, God had to wait for Adam to come and answer it. So God will say, this should be called a lion, and we called a lion. It wasn't God that called Eve a woman. It was Adam that called her a woman and said, you're the bone of my bone. God had to let him fall into sleep, even though he slept. Even in the state of unconsciousness, he was too active in the spirit. So God says, whatever I wanted to give creation, my power, my identity will not permit me to do so until a man does that. So what God respects as mankind is what you represent. Wow.
Am I communicating, church? Somebody say glory. Glory. Oh, are you blessed? I think one day I should do podcasting. So we open your eyes to deeper dimensions here. Oh, are you blessed, family? So if people don't rise to understand what they represent in the spirit, they will walk through life as though life honors them. And God is just out of context. Now watch this. God also wants to make you a possessor of a part in the spirit. There is something in God that he wants you to manifest. Now watch this. Who taught Abraham the mystery of faith? Who taught Abraham how to pay tithes? There was no church. There was no Bible. There was no Holy Ghost. Who taught him the art of righteousness? He never saw a Christian. He never fellowshiped in a church. Yet, the life he lived in time past has become the standard for men to live by. Who made Abraham know that what you are doing is called faith? There was nobody to ordain him as a preacher, but God says your act has made you a patriot. The America you see today were not better by your forefathers. God says when Abraham became obedient to his cause as his child, what happened? He said that out of your belly shall the nations come out. So the America you see today appeared in the womb of Abraham. What you see appeared because a man appeared. So God says, if people don't rise to that order in the spirit to represent a dimension of his power, God says life has no honor for you. Am I teaching here? These are deep things, friends. How did God confirm and affirm and say that the faith you have in me is what men will have to live by? Talk to me, family. Oh, talk to me, family. Do you know all the instructions you follow today were things the fathers discovered? Oh, you don't know? Did not people understood the importance of waiting upon the Lord when Noah built the ark? Do you know that people didn't know how important holiness were until God could actually capture or rapture Enoch and say, come up here. All the patterns you need today in the Bible were things fathers discovered. Talk to me, family, here. So God says there's no need to who you are as a person if you don't come to the realization that you represent the spirit. I hear this. If God has to give you that order in the spirit, he shows you three things. Because if this man should succeed in having things and he does not succeed in becoming what he wants, he lived life as a mortal man. Meanwhile, you are a question that God is asking in time past, that in time to come must answer that. Watch me. You are not a human being because you have blood. You are a human being because you answered God's question. Hello? Am I speaking here? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Why do you call God the God of Abraham? Why do you call him the God of Isaac? Why do you call him the God of Jacob? In fact, he taught the Israelites to address him, God, as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Because these three patriarchs discovered something about God that God didn't want mankind to lose. So the Lord had to encapsulate the dimension they found about him in his name. That when you call me the God of Isaac, then I know that you know me well. Amen. Look at me. Can I say this here, please? Can I say this here? You see, when I see people chatting, it makes me angry. What I'm telling you will help you live the best of life. You are not what you are called. You are what you do. You are not what you are called. You are what you do. Your name will always be given to you based on the effectiveness of your actions. You are not a Benjamin because you are the last born of Rachel. You are Benjamin because you can become the right hand of God. They didn't give him the name Jesus because he wanted to be called Jesus. They called him Jesus because in that name he would die and save mankind. So God names men after patterns. Am I communicating, church? Please hear this. I'm begging, family. There are things God will tell you to do so that what he has said about your life can come to pass. Now watch this. If you must exist as a human on earth, God would have to cause you to become what you're seeking God for. Do you know why? Because miracles don't last forever. Identity does. Miracle comes to solve a question you've been seeking for. But identity becomes your heritage. Am I communicating, friends? Talk to me, church. Isaac is unaware that we are preaching about him. Jacob is unaware we are preaching about him. Apostle Paul is unaware we are preaching about him. Joshua is unaware we are preaching about him. Yet, they commanded miracles in many ways. The miracle is not the cause here. What is causing us to study about his life is the identity they possessed. So God says many people live, yet many people don't touch things in the spirit. Am I communicating? Hear this. The Bible says two people died. One was rich, one was poor. The poor one was called Lazarus. Lazarus entered into Abraham's bosom. True or false? Abraham's bosom means a department in heaven. Where was Abraham when God was creating the heavens? He was nowhere to be found. No, what authority did Abraham have to tell God what God should do? Yet, the Bible says he was so holy that God says, I can't give you any other name apart from Abraham's bosom. In other words, a department in heaven was given unto Abraham. And God says, when the saint died, they will first tarry here. Not even Angel Gabriel has the rights to have a place in heaven named after him. Your degrees only tells us your capabilities. Your identity tells us your capacity. If men don't arise in stature to become a representation of a dimension in God's kingdom, they never existed. Huh? You may be happy you have a child, but remember somebody was once called their mother without a child. Sarah didn't need a baby to be called their mother. She only became a representation of motherhood to be called their mother. How did a man become a father of all nations when he still had no child yet? Children don't make people fathers. You can have a physical child and still not be a father. There was something a man found that made him a father. What is that? There is something life is asking. God says, unto men find that I can't give them what I have. Hey, miracles are very easy. You can either have them or you can lose them. But identity cannot be lost. There's something God wants me to represent. Say, talk to me, sir. Now watch this. All these patriots you see, there was one thing they did. And to date, you can never forget it. It is called loyalty to men. Study Abraham. Study Isaac. Study Jacob. Study Joseph. All the patriots you talk about them, you realize that everything about their destiny changed because they were loyal to the men God brought their way. Watch me. You don't choose who you want to call a friend. Your destiny must do the appointment for you. When you try to choose who you like, you will go for your enemy. Amen. You didn't hear me? Talk to me, somebody. Let me see my hand if I'm preaching at all here. Yes. Man of God. Yes, sir. You see, some of you are here. You have this perception that God must understand you by giving you who you want to be with. And God says, the purity of your destiny matters to your flesh. Hello? Am I preaching here? Yes. Let me make more simple here. So this man of God is my son. God is good. He did not become a son because he wanted to be a son. He became a son because God had appointed it. Am I communicating here? Now watch this. He can choose not to obey the voice of God by going somebody else. And he may still succeed in life. But that experiential success through his sonship will only give him pain in future to come. Do you know why? Because he has created something God did not see. So the day I choose a friend based on what I want to be in life, forgetting that my life has already been documented by God, I got off context. So yesterday I told you that destiny is like a movie. God is the director. You are the actor. He has the script. He tells you what to follow. So if your, you see, if you never chose a friend or a father or a mother or a sister or anybody by revelation, no matter the good they do, that good will cause you evil. Watch me. Jacob loved his son Joseph. He even gave him a coat of many colors, true or false. Talk to me, church. Do you know, according to God's plan, he was supposed to be out of the father's house so he could go out and fulfill destiny. Am I correct?
Yes.
Do you know the father loved him? It was the love of the father that kept him in the house. So God had to let his brothers hate him so he could leave the father's house. If evil cannot bring destruction, good will be used by the devil to bring destruction. So some of you are here. You don't know that the people you have in your life are the ones distracting you. But you want to see evil first before you affirm to that. And God says no. The devil knows if you see evil, you will give a gap or a distance. So the enemy will convince you to believe that just because they do you good means they like you. Watch me. You are not a man until you have a man. Nothing has the power to legitimize your act on earth as God's child until he tells you in confidence who you must follow. Let me see by hand if the preacher is talking here, please.
Hallelujah.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. What God wants to give you is bigger than your age. What I'm telling you, it will resonate in your heart. Culture is trying to diffuse kingdom integrity because people will not want to have search. If life must honor a man's presence, it is because a man appeared in your life. Jesus was born the Messiah. He was the Savior. Yet for 30 years, he was unknown. Because destiny had not appointed to him who the man was. It took him 30 years of hiding to find the helper called John the Baptist that will open him up to the world. Even if anybody was as anointed as John the Baptist or appointed Jesus Christ, that unction will still be disdained because destiny has been given to you by one person. Am I communicating here?
Yes,
Mama, for a very long time, I used to believe that once I go in for someone who understands me, I call them a friend. And God to me, these are distractions sent to you. Because anybody that God ever worked with, the representation of God's life was through a person he asked them to follow.
Yes.
Am I teaching here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, am I teaching here? Clap your hands together for Jesus, please. I wish I had time. Oh, are you blessed?
Yes.
Somebody say glory. Please, do you know Hagar in the Bible? The slave of Sarah. Talk to me, family. Am I right?
Do you know that it was not part of God's plan that they give birth to Ishmael? The plan was Isaac. True or false? The Bible says the lady was impatient. Am I right? And she went, he went into the lady and he gave birth to Ishmael, thinking that since it's a child, God will validate. And God says, no. The promise is Isaac and not Ishmael. Am I correct? Did you know a time came, Hagar got angry and wanted to leave Sarah? Give me the quotation. Sir. Genesis 16 verse 19. Perfect. Media, help me. A time came, Hagar felt that. Sorry. 16 verse 9. Thank you. A time came, Hagar felt, since you, Sarah, you are barren and I have a child now, I have power over you. Hello? Now, can we do some doctrine tonight?
Yes.
I hope you are aware that out of Ishmael came the Ishmaelites. Talk to me, church. Yes. And out of the Ishmaelites came Muslims. Talk to me, family. Talk to me. Do you know they recognize Abraham as their father too?
Yes.
And they call him Ibrahim. Hello? The same womb that was covenanted by God to bring about salvation, the enemy also had to create something there. Because the devil knew that if I can go after who God has chosen, I can get what I want. So hear this. The lady got angry and said, let me leave this place. Now hear this. The angel of the Lord said to Hagar, return to your mistress and submit under your hands. And the angel also said to her, I will multiply your seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. Can you imagine? This was somebody God did not appoint. But just because of a woman's obedience to who to go and serve, there was multiplication. Watch me. The day you lose, who matters? What matters will lose you? Am I communicating here? Hear this. So, are you trying to tell me that God was unaware of the fact that a time is coming, the Ishmaelites will rise to fight God's throne? He knew about it. But you see, patterns cannot be changed. Patterns cannot be changed. Systems cannot be changed. What is right is right. So somebody was so powerful, wise, even though she looked ignorant, yet her submission to God's instruction gave her the power to become a yielded soul. Wow. No. How did you select who you follow? Watch me. Anybody God did not give you is your distraction. No matter how good they look, they'll distract you one day. Let me break it down for you. Oh, are you blessed?
Amen.
Oh, are you sure?
Amen.
Oh, are you sure?
Amen.
Where are the young ladies in the house? Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. If you are still praying that God should give you a destiny husband, let me see your hands. Yeah. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
God is good. Please, it is not bad to pray for husbands. If I God give you some next year.
Yeah.
Are you saying amen or say hi, man? Praise God. Watch this. Mama, you see, we have mentored people to believe that once you see a man that you like, God must confirm that for you. It does not exist. Am I talking here?
Yeah.
It shocked you, Abby?
Yeah.
Man of God, oh, I like this man. He has beard. He can talk. He has money. I like him. God says, if I have not appointed him, I cannot bless it. But our generation, we want to change God's mind. And say, God, you must like him by force. God, you must like him by force. Praise God. Now watch this. You are only seeing today. God is seeing tomorrow. Talk to me, family. When I hear people say, man of God, oh, and I dated a man for only 6 months and they married me. Please, forget this psychology around the globe. Most of them are frustrated people. Watch me. No power has the ability to liberate until God communicates that. No matter how deep it sounds, until God has said, it cannot be the truth. Now watch this. The idea of marriage is not two people coming together. The idea of marriage is two destinies coming together so God's will can come to pass. Because every encounter that God wants to bring upon the earth is men dependent. So you might be saying yes to a physical man, but you've actually said yes to God's will. Remember, he has given the globe unto mankind. So there has to be a physical man representing that action in the spirit. So God says, let me bring two destinies together. So what I've purposed in time comes to pass. So when you go for who you like, you've actually brought a limitation to God's original plan. In other words, God would have to take away from you what he ordained for you and give to somebody else. Because love does not keep destiny. Intimacy does. Am I communicating here? I'm telling you. So you see, many of you have this feeling that why would I have to disassociate myself from somebody who likes me? The question is not who they like. Huh? Sometimes, if you only know, or if you knew what men can do, what women can do, what people can do, you'll be thanking God every blessed day. Because some of them, they are wolves in sheep clothing. So, watch me. The devil has always devised an old plan. Remember that according to God's plan, Abraham was only meant to go to Egypt to go understand how to command wealth. He went there and the devil wanted to fight his covenantal act. In what way? The Bible says the king wanted to have an affair with Sarah and God stopped the king from having an affair with Sarah. True or false? Talk to me, church. Remember, when you marry, you are one with your wife. So whatever happens to your wife also happens to you. Am I communicating here? Now watch this. The devil realized that since God has come to the defense of Sarah's integrity, why don't I give an enemy to go and live with Abraham? The king of Egypt was an Egyptian. Hagar was an Egyptian. People live their life through others. What the king could not do, he had to deposit through Hagar. And say, for some reason, it was me, I wanted to sleep with a woman. But since you are one with a man, I will make sure I wait. When you are weak, I will speak to that same woman to convince you to do something you want to do. The same woman that God defended was the same woman that gave the enemy chance to enter her own house and say, if the king could not sleep with me, let the slave sleep with my husband. Hey. Am I communicating here? Somebody said, glory to God. God is good. But you see, we are so missing, we are so dead. We can't tell that certain people that enter our life, they come for destruction. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. You don't need pain to teach you this. If life must actually honor who you are, there should be somebody God brings away that God represents. I see a lot of church members today who have no revelation of who their pastor is. Can you hear me? Mama? You can walk with the anointed and not benefit the anointing. Do you know why? The woman is not the one in charge to release the blessing. It is your honor for her anointing that blesses you. You didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? They have the power to discharge breakthrough. Yet, the greater advantage you have is the revelation you have about her. Watch me. All the 12 disciples could go out and command miracles like Jesus did. Yet only one person had the power to become the foundation of the church. He was called Peter. Because he had the revelation of who Jesus was. So when you are seeking for impartation, yet you lack the revelation of what somebody represents out of context. So a whole Jesus Christ could come down
to blindfold the eyes of Saul or Paul, right? And tell him, my response was to defend my people and not to heal you. Go into the city. You meet the man called Ananias. When he prays, I will listen to him. In other words, men are not the same. Watch me. If God must compartmentalize a man into a gate in the spirit, where you represent dimensions in every course, he gives you who to follow. Because it is what you have on the inside that builds you up. Watch me. Nobody would ever leave who God has asked them to follow. Did you hear that? Nobody will ever try to leave anybody that God has asked them to follow. When they leave, they've disobeyed God's voice. Hevaya. Pirantule Malthus. Watch this. When the devil wants to make you a rebel, they let you dishonor who you must serve. When the devil wants to distract you, they will give you reasons to discredit the anointed. You didn't hear me? If the devil wants to fight what you carry, they will create rumors about the anointed. You didn't hear me? Can I say this here? Huh? When you are closer to a gifted person, you must close your ears. Because the devil will give you whatever you want to hear about somebody. Hear me? Mama, the enemy came after me in Germany. A lady said, I stopped a man from liking her. Meanwhile, I don't know what I did. The lady said that the man came to ask me about her and advise the man not to come for her. And I said, that was not the issue here. The man came to me and I said, Mr. Man, you have proposed to 3 girls in the church. So if I say you are dating this man, the ladies will be angry, 2 of us. Did I do wrong? No. But because the guy wanted to win the lady's heart, he went to turn the issue and the lady got angry. Now, this lady has served me for 8 years. She got angry, left the church and began to say things. And you see, when somebody is closer to you and they say things, people believe it. He says, I know this man of God. I've been with him before. He's an evil guy, manipulator, things. I don't know how believers believe evil things. You can do good for 100 and just 1% is serious. She left our church. Mama, what pained me was that I want to do baptism. And the lady said she wants to be baptized. She wasn't a member. But she began to come to church and then she saw God's power. God bless her better. So I'm like, we took her through baptism class. And I said, I'll baptize you. I got to the stream where I'll baptize her. And the lady's mother came there and began to insult me. Hey, evil man of God. You are here to initiate our people again. I felt embarrassed. So I said, Madam, please, you just go with your mother. Don't create any confusion here. My protocols were, and I said, don't fight. We baptized them and we left. So after 2 months of investigation, I realized that it was the lady who left our church that went to tell her mother I'm evil. I said, what have I done to you? I didn't talk. I was in prayer when God told me that. He says, you have kept your silence for too long. He says, allow me to judge the matter. I was there when God told me that the Lord would want her child to pay for her pain. I began to cry for mercy. I said, God, this child is innocent, please. I didn't know she was pregnant. They went to the hospital, checked the baby was perfect. When the baby came out, the baby was Down syndrome. And they were like, we saw a strange hand changing the baby's face when she was coming out. Now, she can't bring out the baby. She can't. She can't. She's literally hiding a baby everywhere. Now, this is my pain. Something that somebody shouldn't bear has now become his cause because of someone's inconsistency. Hey? Your decisions don't affect you alone. They affect your unborn generation. Who do you follow? Anytime I go on my knees, I pray for the child. Because I'm like, the child is too innocent to bear this. But I remembered that in God's kingdom, once there is blood that flows through your veins, whatever curse you inculcate goes through your channel. And you know one thing? The people that normally cause the attack don't get attacked themselves. The innocent ones do. You know why? Because nobody would want to see their fruit of labor going waste. Somebody loved you unconditionally from their heart. And the only way to pay them was to become evil. Think twice. There's a blood that speaks. Amen. Somebody came to you, helped you, rescued you. And then for some reason, you only had to pay them back for something you could have used maturity to solve. It is better to lose an argument and to win a heart than to win a heart. Watch me. If the devil comes after who matters to you, pain will teach you. Pain will teach you things. Jesus asked, "What do men say that I am?" Some said, "You are Elijah." He laughed. He says, "So I've worked with you for 3 years and you still don't know who I am." Watch me. Some of you are here. Pride has caused you to lose the people that matter to your life. Pride. 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 Pride entered your heart and made you lose who you matter. No. Anyone that enters my life, I guide them by revelation. Because what they carry is bigger than what they do. Time will limit their possibilities. But through my obedience to God's instruction in honoring them, I have the power to become what they become. Amen. How am I teaching here? Mama, sad enough, in our church today, you can't instruct church members. Tell them stand up, they'll get angry and leave the church. Because we all have cars, don't we? Yeah. Sit down. They will just leave the church. Okay. And they will come up with podcast Church Hits, Part 1 and 2. Oh, God is good. It's sad. Oh, yeah. Somebody will come up with funny message. The pastor is this, is that funny? It's hard. Let me see by hand if I've ever seen how Muslims pray in a mosque before. They would then know who their phones. Don't even try. Two of us. Have you seen a Muslim pray at the airport before? And you ask yourself if they are going to board the same flight with you. They don't even care. When it's time for them to pray, Allah, and they do it openly. Let a believer pray in tongues. You will see other believers laughing at them. That you are hypocrites. But they will do this openly. They don't care. Some time ago, they acted a funny movie about Muhammad in France. And a student killed a teacher. And said, "Why blaspheme against my prophet?" They talk about Jesus Christ. You will see other believers following. But you dare not speak evil about Muhammad to a Muslim. They will kill you and they will say Allah Akbar, and they will be happy they did so. When they see you honor a man of God, they will say it's idolatry.
Meanwhile, God said, in order for you to live long, honor your father and mother.
You see, just because somebody has oratory doesn't mean they're speaking wisdom. It's sad. It's sad. Wow. I told God, I said, if you know that pride will let me lose who matters to my destiny, teach me humility in pain. It is better for me to learn in pain than to lose in shame. I don't want to ever hear that some time ago you were once anointed, what happened to you? God told me. He says, these are the men I've given you to follow. You see, my closest sons, I go with them to be my fathers. He will tell you. I have never in my life gone to any of my fathers and the Lord with an empty hands. Never. 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 I did a program in Kumasi this year. First all night. We had close to 1,000 people. The place was packed as early as 9:30 p.m. And some of the fathers came and said, who is this young man? You don't live in Ghana. And you would have such crowd. Now, the place I used, the pastor has been preaching for 40 years. When I began to preach, he was in tears. He said, I've been preaching for 40 years, but I've never seen any young man with such exuberance. And he says, let me tell you the secret that T.L. Osborne told me. He says, go to my office. I went there, went on my knees. He spoke for 40 minutes. And as a man of God, I leave you with God. And I said, Papa, whatever offering we raised in the church, you've preached for 40 years. So if there's any token I can give in appreciation of my love for you, take this offering. He said, follow me. He took me to his office and said, look at this great man there. He says, I didn't have the right to leave the impartation they give me. But he says, what made them powerful will make you powerful too. Watch me. There are men that are systems in the spirit. When they speak, heaven will shake. I'm telling you. How did Noah command animals to hear his voice? Am I communicating here? Nobody rises to the top without honor. No, no, no. Anything that wants to creep into your heart, that will cause you to be disloyal to what protects you, fight it. Watch me. Watch me. When the devil is taking your blessings away from you, the enemy makes you proud. Let me show you how pride starts when you cannot be instructed again. Mama, I grew through the ranks in ministry. I didn't begin one day. I was once a keyboarder. I played keyboard very well. And I became a drummer. My father says, now, enough. Be an usher. I was an usher. Ushers is very hard, dude. You tell someone, please, sit here. They'll look at you up and down and say, I should sit here. From the usher, I became my father's personal assistant. God is good. Now, sometimes we want to let my father rest. So we're like, please, the man of God is sleeping. And he'll be like, you are stopping us from getting blessed. And he'll be sorting us. And my father says, customers are always right. It didn't end there. The day my father gave me my to preach, some pastor got angry and said, family business. Family business. We know he prepared you for this, Abby. And the pastors go angry. So when I preach, they will come and preach and fight whatever I've said in the church. I'm like, Daddy, you are my dad. Protect me. He says, church and family are two different things. He says, go through the pain in life. God is good. One pastor openly fought me onto one and said, I will fight you too. God is good. But guess what? There was one friend when I said, Pastor, I see ace in your body.
He says, for 18 years, I've had this disease, but nobody knows it. And God says, as you speak over water for you, he drank the water, he went, he checked, and realized it was out of his body. From that day, he honored me forever till this time. Watch me. Men have been immortalized to become systems in the spirit. And your honor to what they do will give you power to become grace. Watch me. If you're a member in this house, count it a privilege for God to trust you.
I'm telling you.
The Bible says the early apostles were happy when they were beaten. They will go out and preach the gospel and they get beaten and they were excited that they were beaten. Can you imagine? They were happy that Stephen died when they were stoning him. And the stone was not his pain. The joy was the father he was looking at. Watch me. If you would have to be appreciated openly by men, you limit your impact in the spirit. Because only God can validate the context of your heart. Am I communicating here? Do you know Judas Iscariot? What happened to him? The people said, we want your maker. We want your master. Take this money and betray him. And he did. But guess what? He died before Jesus died. That money he took was 30 pieces of silver. That money was his casket money. When he realized he can't go back and give them the money, the Bible says he had to curse himself by hanging himself on the tree. Oh. What is happening in our church today? I am Mount Rose. The day the Lord gave me a revelation about my father, I told him, never pay my school fees again. My own dad. My dad is a bishop. My late grandfather was a bishop. So I came from a patriarch family. Are you getting me? My late grandfather became apostle for 70 years. My dad has been preaching for the past 40 years of his life. So I'm a correct Levite. God is good. Priesthood. Correct priesthood. So I was born in God's house. And the day they gave birth to me, my grandfather anointed me and said, Kai, you become a pastor by force. By force, you become a pastor by force. God is good. December 24th, fire appeared. And God says, this one, you have no choice. You can't do any other work apart from preaching the gospel. God is good. God told me. The Lord told my late grandfather to tell my dad never to shave his hair. So my father is 60 years old and has never shaved his hair before. And he looks perfect. So in the house, we call him, the Lord is your Baba. And I said, so God saw me fit to have been better by a man. He asked that razor should not touch his head. What is God's plan for me then? When you find what brings men up, check what is holding them down. I said, so God saw me fit to be born by a man like this. My father is too gifted, too anointed, too rugged, and too humble. That is why anytime I come to this house, I see the same thing, Mama, here. Mama is too gifted, yet too humble, too simple. And you see, sometimes, when you find gifted men who make this simple, fear them all. Because you might want to listen to their simple aspect. Meanwhile, you would have to change what you know about them to see their gifts. Watch me. Your honor for a person decides what you receive. Clap your hands, friends. Eve didn't lose her authority because she ate the fruit. She lost her authority because she refused to recognize Adam as the man. Tell somebody, honor is righteousness. Have I been Don't get me wrong. I'm saying this in all humility. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even up to 27 years old. So I'm not very old. One small boy.
You're shocked, Yabi? You're shocked, right?
I'm not up to that. You're shocked, right? And you're wondering, why is he saying all these things? Yes. You're shocked, right? Honor makes the difference. When you honor who God brings, what they can do, you do better. Because every man is a product of the graces they serve. Check your Bible. And I'm done here. Do you know Isaac in the Bible? Talk to me, family. Do you know God long prophesied about Isaac? Yet it took years for the prophecy to come to pass. Am I right?
Yes.
Doc, the last thing you must do to fulfill your prophetic word is to honor who God brings you with. And I'll show you. Abraham waited for 25 years. Yet there was no child. Until three strangers came around his area. He looked and realized that these were men sent by God. He called them in. He made them eat. After dining with them, they said, a year by this time, Sarah will have a child. And Sarah laughed because she felt she had waited for too long. Even though God had already told Abraham that I'll give you a child, it took 25 years for that word to come to pass. And that word was waiting for who Abraham will honor so it will come to pass. Am I communicating here? The Bible says when Abraham fed the strangers, he didn't know these were angels. Now, Abraham didn't know that in the rest of the spirit, he was modeled to become a government in the spirit. And in order for a man to become a government in the spirit, you need God's spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These were three men that came. He didn't know that this was God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They came to him. He honored strangers and he said, we now know that you are faith of what you are asking God to give you. Watch me. The last thing prophecy does is to seek to know who you honor. Everybody felt Moses was a prophet. Yet, God called him the Lord. Get please. Everybody felt that we are seeing Moses as a physical human being who is instructing and telling us what to follow. What quotation, please? So, 2 Corinthians 3:15, please. Everybody saw Moses as a normal preacher. Yet, according to God's vision, he was a book. Hear this. He says, but even unto this day when Moses is read, how does God look at a man and call a man a book? Aye. Are you blessed today? If there's anybody you know that God brought you away that has blessed you, when you go home tonight, send them a text message and tell them, thank you for being the person who has saved my life. Or did you hear that?
Yes.
You shouldn't wait for special days to celebrate them. Hello? Thank you for being that God sent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you blessed, family? Yeah. I've seen the downfall of many. Yes. And I can tell you what brought them down. When they became too familiar. You see? Sometimes, the things God wants us to learn in time, we compromise our standard in the spirit and lose sight of that. Somebody say, gate. I need you to lift up your hand for me and place a hand on your chest and look at me for 2 minutes. Hear these words. destiny is not a gift. Destiny is not a choice. Destiny is a life that can be commanded and experienced. Destiny is not what you become in the future. Destiny is what you follow to become based on God's instruction. Destiny goes beyond a man's physical capacity. It's the life at work in God that he gives the power to live by. Destiny has no feelings. Destiny only has patterns. What you follow will determine what follows you. Remember, the life you are living has been documented by God in heaven. So when you live out of God's concern, he's unaware of who you are as a person. So he tells you to follow things. Now hear this. If there's any message I want to give you, hear this. No matter what you do in life, know that in some time to come, everything will end. But the day God wants to call you home, the only message you can give to God is to die as a message.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is @SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.